Traffic and where it flows in a growing section of Albany was the subject of a public meeting Monday night at St. Peter's Hospital. In August 2017, a $100,000 study funded by St. Peter's Health Partners of the New Scotland-Buckingham-Crumkill corridor was announced to identify changes to address resident and motorist concerns. The study was commissioned as traffic along Upper New Scotland Avenue became more congested. However,
nothing has been decided.
Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan told attendees the meeting was called to share findings and challenges, give residents an update, as well as an opportunity to discuss which of several proposals might be more favorable and feasible than others.
I can tell you at this point, we don't have funding to reconstruct this road in place at this time.
Sheehan expressed hope that the city's partners in state government would help identify funding sources in order to upgrade New Scotland Avenue. In the past few years, new stop signs have gone up, traffic lights were adjusted, and two streets turned one way after residents complained motorists used Freeble Road and Tampa Avenue as shortcuts to New York State Route 85. A slideshow presentation featured maps, plans, and a summary of the outcome of a previous public meeting held in November. Will Trudeau is Chief Supervisor of Traffic Engineering for the City of Albany.
There's an opportunity for us to look at some of the striping on New Scotland Avenue between Onderdonk Avenue and Manning Boulevard. So we have a paving project that's going to be coming up this summer, so we're probably going to look at that seriously. The rest of it, the striping certainly is some of the lower cost and probably more feasible. We have three different concepts on the table. We're looking to get public input.
Options presented for restriping New Scotland Avenue included adding a center turn lane and bicycle lanes along the stretch from Manning Boulevard to Buckingham Drive, similar to the traffic calming strategy recently applied along Madison Avenue. The estimated cost would come in under $2 million. Another striping option included installation of three roundabouts at Crumkill Road, Buckingham Drive, and South Manning Boulevard. Of all choices presented, officials noted roundabouts could lessen travel time through the busy corridor by 25%. Those traffic circles would come at a cost of $8 to $10 million. Residents already having trouble getting out of their driveways said roundabouts would render such a maneuver impossible. During a public comment session, residents expressed concerns about walkability and property values. Many leaned toward support for one proposal that would restore two-way traffic to Freeble Road and Tampa Avenue. With no shortage of options and no firm timetable, Trudeau says the eventual outcome depends on money.
As options come to the top and funding becomes available, we'll look at them more seriously and then do a full engineering evaluation of the various options before implementation.
A whopping $50 million plan to move the New York 85 interchange to meet with Whitehall Road wasn't favored by anyone at the meeting. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.